Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. We're here in H-Town with manager Lee Grant. Lee, if we just start with the weekend, a disappointing draw with AFC Wimbledon. What are your thoughts a few days on?
Yeah, pretty similar to how I felt after the game, in all honesty, Raj. Equal parts, proud of the response and the character that this group have showed, which is going to be hugely important for us over the course of the rest of the season, and certainly throughout this period now of lots of games, short space of time. But yeah, equal parts frustrated as well, and disappointed in the fact that a game that we've controlled, a game that we've scored three goals at home, all of the play, lots of possession, lots of shots, lots of forays into their half, to not convert that into 3 points was a real frustration. So look, we've took the time to review it and really understand what's prevented us from maximising our points on the day, and now of course moving forward quickly and turning our heads to another really important tie.
How the team come through it? Are there any bumps or bruises or anyone we can expect to be missing at all? Hopefully not.
Yeah, no, we've come through it in pretty good shape. And obviously we get to welcome Marcus Harness back into the group. I think David Kasumu now, again, just another couple of days of work into the legs is a help. So some positive signs there, and we're able to keep the group that we had together for AFC Wimbledon, along with one or two others, intact. So that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. It's a big game, regardless of the competition at Lincoln away. It's a team we've played in pre-season as well, so it's not the first time we've been over there this year. What are your thoughts on this tie and the opportunity to progress in the cup competition?
Yeah, well, obviously we've been really clear about what the competition means to the players, and I think they've said it outwardly that they see it and view it as important. They want to progress and take it as far as they can. I'm no different, so it's nice that we're aligned on that. We've treated every game with the respect it deserves, and we've gone after every single game, and we've worked hard to progress, so we're now at that stage. It is an opportunity to keep going, and it's an opportunity to get one step closer to the final goal, which is of course give us a shot at some silverware. So look, a tough game that's in front of us before we get a chance to think about any of that stuff that's down the line, against a tough opposition that have gone really well in the league. So an exciting one for the group and the whole group. Young lads, players that have deserved to be in the squad and worked really hard to help us get to this stage. As I said, we've got to balance the whole picture, but we're excited about this fixture.
You mentioned on Saturday after the game, especially with the congestion we've got at present, that it's an opportunity to refresh the team. How much of a shot in the arm does that give the ones who haven't been involved at the weekend? Because obviously they know just around the corner there's an opportunity to play and show what they're all about.
Yeah, well, we want that for everyone. And, players that will have been disappointed not to have started or, been involved at the weekend, perhaps don't have to look too far down the line for their next opportunity. And thankfully that's here on Tuesday against Lincoln. Tough game, important game for the club and for the group. So, yeah, we've really got to turn our attentions collectively and like I say, individually, for those guys that haven't perhaps had as many minutes as they wanted to against AFC at the weekend. Turn our attentions quickly to a big game, and really go about staking your claim for more minutes.
We've seen that as been the case as well. Two of the players that have been spoken about the most across November, we're in December now, madly, with Dion and Bojan. And Bojan's big moment came against Bolton in the Cup, Mansfield in the Virtue Trophy in this competition for Dion. So it's not just empty words that there's an opportunity going on, is there?
No, that's it. And we've seen that pretty consistently across the course of the season, whether it be this competition or the other cup competitions, in that players have used it as a springboard to, show me, show their peers, show the supporters, I'm still here, or I'm working really hard, and perhaps I didn't play at the weekend, and I'd like to be in consideration for the next one. So that's the job. That's always the job. That's the job for the guys that started against AFC Wimbledon, to do everything they can to hang on to that shirt, to fight, to scrap, to be the guy. And then the ones that start on Tuesday, same principle applies. Let's go out there and put on a really strong performance. Give me as many problems as I can for selection going into the next one.
Lee, best of luck. We'll be back in a moment with Marcus Harness. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're delighted to be joined by Marcus Harness. Marcus, welcome back. It's the second time we've done this now. A bit longer at the club than the last time we spoke. It was really early on. How have you found the last few months?
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Feeling really settled on and off the pitch, to be fair. Played a lot of football and, yeah, I'm enjoying the group. I think we've got a really good group there. So, yeah, enjoying it. Just looking to keep on pushing and try and get the results in the place where we want, so we can appease the fans coming to watch every week and give them more of what they want to see. But yeah, really enjoying it.
Suspended at the weekend, obviously, after one too many yellow cards. Two questions on the card. How many times have you got five yellows and been suspended? But secondly, how do you find watching on and not being able to play?
Yeah, I've got close to the five quite a lot of times, I think, but being further up the pitch I could manage it to a point where I wouldn't ever get to five, but being kind of thrown in a bit deeper and put in different scenarios, I think I probably a bit off more than I could chew, getting a few early ones. So yeah, it was a new experience, and yeah, I was gutted to miss the game, because obviously I felt like I'd had a good few performances and stuff like that before it. So, and yeah, secondly, I'm not a great fan. So I was nervous, yeah, from time to time. But yeah, I think the lads played some really good stuff at times and it was a joy to watch when we were applying pressure. But yeah, just frustrated at the few moments that kind of undone us. But yeah, we've had some good conversations about that, and yeah, we're looking to work together to try and work on things like that happening and figure out how to limit it going forward.
Does it give you a different perspective on the game, that you can kind of see the pattern, see where we're going right, see where we're going wrong, and then when we come to review it, you've got a bit of a different lens than when you're in the middle of it?
Yeah, it's much easier when you're sat on the side watching. You think, just do this, just do that. But no, it's. I think we played a lot of good stuff, and a lot of the things that we'd spoke about in the week and what we expected from the game. Kind of, we saw it play out, and we got the joy that we thought we would, and scored three goals. I think, if you score three goals at home, you should be guaranteed 3 points, really. So yeah, we were disappointed with that, but look, it's a point, and they all add up, and yeah, we'll just be looking to progress tomorrow, and then obviously we've got Cardiff coming up at the weekend. We'll be looking to get back on a good run in these games and going forward.
You alluded to it yourself a moment ago about the different positions you've played this season. Pop up on the wing, and the number 10 now in the centre of midfield, next to the captain more often than not. How have you found that? Because I don't know how many times you've played centre mid before this consistently, but you've taken to it really well, and fans and everyone else has been really impressed by what they see.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it, to be fair.
Other than the bookings.
Yeah, other than that. No, I really enjoyed it. I've played all over the place throughout my career. Played in all sorts of positions and done all sorts of jobs. And yeah, I just always try and do the best I can. Try and be active and alive and be available to take the ball and to help my mate next to me. And being in that position, it's kind of, you're more involved in the action. So it's been good. I've been getting more touches of the ball than I probably would in the 10 when you're getting it with someone coming, smashing through you every time. So, yeah, enjoying it.
Last thing I just wanted to ask you about was tomorrow night we've got Lincoln City away in the Virtue Trophy. It's a competition that everyone we've spoken to, both the manager and the players, have put real stock in and wanted to do the best we possibly can. How motivated are you guys as a group to want to progress?
Yeah, we've obviously had conversations between ourselves of what we want from the season and what would be a good season for us, and it includes that. So we've got a few lads in the change room who have won the competition and speak highly of the day and how meaningful it was for them at the time. And yeah, we're looking to do it again, do it ourselves this season. And I think the squad that we have and the numbers and the people who, like, everyone can't play every game, so it's a good chance to get everyone playing. And yeah, it's something that we're taking really seriously, and yeah, it starts from tomorrow.
Marcus, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for everybody for watching.
Thank you.